Hey out there, let's do this there, people. This is Dr. Mike Savella, and today is Thursday, October 22, 2015. It is 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we're going to go straight into it here. We are live from Istanbul, Turkey, with our good friend, Dr. Kyle Hodebeck. Kyle, how's it going there, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing? It's going pretty well. It's a little rainy outside, but otherwise we're all with a lot of fun hopes, expectations, and great plans and vibes here in Istanbul.
Cool. So I have no idea how long this internet's going to hold up. So why don't you tell people where you're at and what you've been doing today?
Sure. So I'm currently in downtown Istanbul. And what we've been doing here is for the last day and a half, we went to the pre-conference and participated in the pre-conference for Vasco da Gama, which is the Polaris equivalent in Europe. Luckily, all seven of the Polaris equivalents all around the world, the young doctor movements came together here in Istanbul for the first time ever. So we've really enjoyed that. We've had a lot of good discussion with the other young doctors, and we have a grand panel, as they call it, tomorrow for the young doctors, as well as the general session folks as well. What else is going on? We've mostly been indoors because of the rain, but again, it's been really good to meet people in person with whom I've been working the last year and a half with those fun projects we've been discussing on and off.
So this is the World Doctors World Family Doctors Organization, and this is kind of the European edition of that. Is that right? Uh-oh. Are you still there? See, this is the challenge of having kind of a live show, because I think his internet may have dropped out. And so where Kyle is at, he's at the World Organization of Family Doctors meeting in Istanbul, Turkey. And it is their kind of European branch there, Wonka Europe. They've been there, I think, since yesterday. I believe they had a pre-conference by the local group. I wouldn't say the local group. I mean from Wonka Europe, which I believe is the Vasco da Gama movement, which is a group within the Wonka organization of family doctors there, and I believe it is the biggest one there. And I think he might be messaging me now saying what happened. But we're gonna keep going on this live stream here. He may pop back in here. And I've been seeing a lot of tweets from there. Their hashtag is Wonka2015, and they're also using a wide variety of hashtags as well. If you're just joining us live here, Kyle's internet conked out on us, and hopefully he will be able to call back in from Istanbul, Turkey, to give us continuing reports from the Wonka Europe meeting. That is the fun and the danger of doing these live broadcasts here, and we'll see if he's able to call back in here. Let's see if I'll send him another invite to this. I think he's right there. Let's see if he's there. Gotta love this, you know. And I've been seeing a lot of updates on Twitter and also on Facebook. The Vasco da Gama movement under Wonka is on Facebook, and you can follow them on Facebook. They have some great pictures from there. There's some fun videos of people enjoying the conference, enjoying the meeting. They are using the hashtag Wonka2015. They're also using the hashtag Young Wonka, Young WONCA. They're also using that, and I believe they're having some various presentations there, especially on social media. I believe there's going to be a presentation tomorrow morning Eastern time, I believe 7 a.m. Friday morning where they were want everybody to tweet out, I believe, hashtag Young Wonka, and to show the worldwide reach of the meeting. And to see that to expand the meeting past the conference walls there in Turkey. So I believe Kyle is back.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah, I got to love this live interviews out there. So I think you were saying, talk a little bit about the pre-conference. Well, I believe that was yesterday. What was going on with the pre-conference there?
Sure. So yesterday, it was all day yesterday, and then the final products of everything that was discussed and put together yesterday was displayed today and discussed today this morning, and then we finished off with the panel, the YDM leads from around the world this morning. So basically it was very similar to what we did in Denver. What we did as the leads is we had a separate executive portion that was all day long yesterday. And since they're much older than Polaris, they're going on 11 years old, whereas Polaris is only going on, we passed 11 months recently. We're a year and a half old. They have a much stronger just system set up at this point. It's just more rigorous and defined as time is allowed. But basically, it's been really cool to see the reports from each of their member nations. They actually have Kazakhstan here for the first time. So we're hoping to get them involved in the One Word for Family Medicine as well and get family medicine out there in Kazakhstan. And there's a couple other really cool countries that I have had no contact with around Europe. And it's nice to see what family medicine is doing in those countries. For those who we have been in contact with, it was fun to see how they have used our collaborations within their young doctor movements as well as their general family medicine organizations throughout Europe. After lunch, it was more of a financial discussion. It's set up differently from Polaris. So Europe and North America, Wonka chapters are set up differently. So we talked a lot about money. I won't get to the details of that, but it's interesting to see that portion. And then at the same time, there was about just under 200 young doctors and residents who separated into various different groups, kind of like we did in Denver, and they came up with different themes and different topics, and they're going to be running with those here for the next year. And it was cool to see some of their ideas, and hopefully we can bring some back to the U.S. as well.
Now, about do you have any idea like how many people are at the meeting or the registrants and things?
For the pre-conference, my understanding was just under 200, and then the actual European Wonka conference just started today, and I don't have the numbers, but it's going to be in the few thousands, I imagine.
Wow. I mean, I didn't realize it was that many people, and there are representatives not just from Europe, but from all around the world, and you said all of the young doctor movements are represented at the meeting this year?
Exactly. All the young doctor movements are represented. It's obviously mostly Europe, but because of the location, especially in Istanbul, it's close to the Eastern Mediterranean region, African regions, Asian regions. There's not as many people here from South America or North America. Myself and a Canadian colleague, Victor Ng, is here. But otherwise, there's a good amount of people from Africa, Middle East, and Asia, and a spotting of people I know from South America as well.
And what's been some of the discussion there? I've been following it on Twitter. Obviously, you know, an advocacy for primary care and family medicine. Can you share some of the discussions that are there with this international audience?
Yeah, sure. So most of the stuff yesterday we were doing was at least I was involved with, was the executive portion. The first thing that was the most obvious thing that we all discussed when we first got here was it's finally nice to meet the person on the other side of the computer screen. So we've been working on different projects, as you know, for the last year and a half, almost 2 years. And this is the first time we've been able to meet a lot of my colleagues with the Ballant group. There's five people I just met in person for the first time here. People with the One Word for Family Medicine who's been helping promote that all throughout, especially Europe here, but the world. Basically how we can take what our enthusiasm and then take the European style and mold it to something that we can use over in the Americas. Those are a lot of things as far as the younger folks. They also started, they have an official like social media interest group now, which wasn't anything official previously. So that's something that'll be pretty cool, and to see how that is implemented both for recruiting as well as research.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of things on Twitter about talking about social media. I believe I saw on the Facebook group that there's a presentation, I believe, on Friday, where you would like people from around the world to tweet, and what is the hashtag we should use to let people know there in Istanbul that we're around the world are tweeting about this.
Yeah, awesome. So this whole time you can use hashtag Wonka2015, and that's Wonka with a C, so WONCA2015. For that specific discussion you're talking about, it's hashtag eWonka, so hashtag EWONCA, and they're going to like that. They're getting this press right now. So yeah, they're hoping to break Twitter and the Twitter sphere, so we'll see what we can do to help them out. Obviously, we'll be periscoping and putting everything on all the different social media outlets that we can be doing here tomorrow. And that will be in the afternoon. I believe it's 2 o'clock this time.
I believe it's 7 a.m. Eastern. I think I did the math on that.
7 a.m. 7 a.m. Eastern time, yep.
I'll definitely be helping out, getting the word out here. I know the in the United States, the West Coast people will probably be like, what is this? But at least East Coast people will probably be up doing stuff. So that ought to be fun to do. Now, are you part of that E Wonka presentation or not?
I'm not doing the presenting, but I'll be doing, as I understand it, I'll be doing the periscoping.
Oh, nice, nice. So how was the internet connection there? I mean, I know during this broadcast it dropped out, but has it been in solid in the conference rooms, or is it kind of spotty, or what would you say?
The conference rooms is pretty solid. Where I'm at, and I'm not in the conference right now, but where I'm at right now, it's spotty at best, but that's okay. We work with what we got. The conference is pretty reasonable. I haven't tried periscoping yet just because of all the activities we've been doing, but everything else has gone without a hitch as far as social media goes. So yeah, in the conference center, it's really good, and you'll definitely be seeing a lot of us tomorrow.
I presume you've had an opportunity to talk about Polaris with the group, and other than them making fun of you for being the youngest young doctor movement, what's been the reception to Polaris?
It's been pleasantly well received. So as you know, I always go around. I love my Polaris
gear.
I usually wear the polo shirt to the ties, and when I'm in there, and when they see that, they say, "Oh, you're the guy from social media." So
you're that guy.
I don't know if that's a good that guy or a bad that guy.
Exactly.
But currently, I'm that guy, the Polaris guy, and. So it is getting the word out there as far as social media, and I'm glad to see that things we're doing, you know, are making a difference. At least people are remembering them, and there's some name recognition there, not just in the U.S. but around the world as well.
Are you doing any kind of formal presentations, like clinical presentations, or anything in the main conference program?
For the pre-conference, we just did a panel earlier today. As far as the regular conference, a couple posters. They're giving a podium talk on the Balance group, since that's pretty novel. That's pretty big here in Europe as well. And then we have another quote-unquote grand session, which is going to be a kind of open forum and discussion with all the YDM leads and whoever wants to come. So we'll be taking questions from Twitter and all sorts of stuff like that tomorrow as well.
And we didn't get to talk about Polaris 15 and the AFP Conference on Global Health. How did you think that went?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. So that was just a couple weeks ago. I think it went pretty well. So it was our first pre-conference with Polaris, and as far as I know, the first international pre-conference in the U.S. there. So it was pretty cool. I had the fortune of chairing that, and so it was a lot of work, but learned a lot, and I got to bring a lot of really cool people together there in Denver. We had just over 100 register and just under 100 show up, and then online we used Periscope for the first time. I used Periscope for the first time. Obviously, we were tweeting our fingers off, doing everything on Facebook as well. We got, we didn't quite hit 6,000 mentions for Polaris, but we were like 5,800 over the week, so it's pretty reasonable for an event with 100 people. And the other thing I wanted to say, oh yeah, for the Periscope, we did a few events, and we had more people watching on Periscope live than were actually there, so that was pretty cool. I think there was 106 on one and 125 on another Periscope edition we had. So that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's great. I saw pictures of there. I did see some of the Periscopes from there, and I was a big loser because I know we were in the same city and I wasn't able to come across town to check it out, but I saw it online, and it looks like it was a great time, and you guys have a lot of fun, you Wonka people. You guys know how to party it up and have a good time there.
It was, yeah, we do what we can. And, last night there was a boat cruise on the Bosphorus, which is the waterway that separates Istanbul into two parts, and it also separates Europe and Asia. So there was a ton of people out on the boat, and the event to make it more or less costly, I should say, just more attainable by most people. They didn't have any alcohol products, because that would have doubled the price. So instead of 45, 50 euros, it was 20 euros, and people, they were kind of worried at first, but the music started, and then you could see them moving their body just a little bit, and then everyone starts jumping, and the videos are pretty cool. So if y'all are on Facebook, you can check those out and see how much fun you can have, even without alcohol.
No, I saw that last night, and they have a Facebook group. The Vasco da Gama group has a Facebook group, and go and follow them there. They have some not only partying videos, but also collaboration and friendship, and a lot of images from the meeting. And I almost feel like I'm there just with all the fun. But Kyle, you're probably going to be partaking tonight. Is that right? Because you guys know how to play hard and work hard and play hard.
Work hard and play harder. So that's right. We're going to probably here shortly. We'll probably go out for some nice Turkish cuisine, which is absolutely delicious. And then actually get to interact with my colleagues face-to-face in person rather than through the screen. So that'll be quite the change. But it's been really great meeting these people in person after knowing so much about them and their lives over the last year.
Now, but before I let you go, and before the internet crashes out again, I would imagine that you're probably still recruiting for, you know, One Word for Family Medicine and trying to get people to other Wonka conferences. Is there an upcoming Wonka conference? I know you're probably reaching for your calendar there. Anything coming up this soon?
This for my wife. It's a little one of their Turkish evil eyes, even though it's made
to nice,
be really cute. So you see those everywhere. Just little good luck terms. Of course, we had to promote at the conference with our conference ribbons. It's not as much of a big thing here in Europe. So it definitely drew a lot more attention when we handed those out. Our equivalent in the Mediterranean region, my equivalent, Nagwa, she's from Egypt, and she gave us all this. It's a papyrus.
Oh, nice.
Egypt, and they have, I don't know if you can see there, that's their little logo. It's actually hand drawn on there. It's pretty cool. Of the
Oh,
three
so.
countries involved. And it's called Al-Razi, named after a famous gentleman from their region.
Yeah, so that's the name of their group there, huh?
Al-Razi. And then the Brazilian president will never let me live it down if I don't promote Rio de Janeiro 2016. And then for anyone who's watching this from Istanbul, I'm going to give away two pairs of these here tomorrow and the next day. So we got two pairs of Rio de Janeiro Hawaianas, which are the name brand Brazilian flip-flops, and we'll be giving those away to support our Brazilian colleagues in the World Conference in Rio 2016.
Wow, nice. You guys have the gear. That's the thing. I know, Kyle, you do a lot of it for Polaris, but Wonka in general, you guys have the stuff and the gear. You guys know how to promote, so that's good.
It's a part of what we do. It's fun.
So you're going to be there for the rest of the week and the weekend, and then you're going to be coming back home, or you're staying there to do some sightseeing and stuff? Or
we'll be here through the conference over this weekend, and then we have a couple days of sightseeing just right here in Istanbul. There's so many things to see, from the Blue Mosque to Hagia Sophia, another church/mosque, depending on what year we're talking about. Turned into a museum. They have underground cisterns. Of course, the boat tours. They have Ottoman jewelry, which my wife is, I'm sure, going to look at tomorrow at the Grand Bazaar. They have this huge bazaar, just miles and miles and miles. And we've been here a couple years ago, but you can get lost in there so easily. It's a different world. So it's really cool to experience that and see how other people practice, other people live. And then realize that a lot of those customs, traditions are practiced by people, you know, in our community. So I'm seeing the whole side of the world and how people live and partake that I don't get in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Exactly. I was a little bit curious about the Vasco da Gama movement. I mean, it's been around for a long time, and it seems like it's very highly organized. What type of things are you learning from an organizational standpoint for Polaris? I know we talked about money a little bit, and I know that's a big topic, which we won't touch. But other than that, what kind of things are you learning as far as from an organizational standpoint to help grow Polaris?
Oh, so many. All right. Some of the cool things, interesting things we've seen here, is I like how they have their support group. So not only do they have the executive, which we also have in our region, but they also have individual country representatives as well. And that may be something we can employ, especially in the Caribbean, where we have a couple dozen different countries, which we just slap the Caribbean logo on. However, we might be able to get more involvement in that area if we have specific representatives on each island. I think that might help in that regard. We have a lot of what I've seen also that we should not do is, or we can see how to integrate it better, is Vasco da Gama. So Wonka, and then Europe, Wonka Europe, and then Vasco da Gama. All have very similar positions as far as interest groups go, and it makes things a little bit difficult to control sometimes when you have too many groups, especially if you have three levels of groups doing the same thing. So that's something that we should just be aware of. Instead of maybe making our own Polaris group, we can have like a Polaris rep within Wonka North America, within AAFP, things like that. Try to instead of dilute something, we can make them even stronger and work together and coalesce together. So there's a couple cool things that I've learned. And the money stuff is gonna take a long time. So we're not gonna even discuss that.
That's right. So my final question for you is, you know, what's the weather been like? What's the temperature like? What are you looking forward to tonight? A specific type of local cuisine that you can talk about here?
They've had a couple of interesting things, and I'm one of those people that'll try anything pretty much once. We've had tongue, we've had brain, That's not stuff they eat all the time, but they've had they when they bring the, at least from my experience here and previously, you get your drinks, you get bread, and then you can order whatever your main meal is going to be. Then they bring out a whole tray of basically appetizers, if you will. They're like cold dishes instead of the main meal is a hot dish. So that's where you'll get the interesting potential side dishes. So tongue braid. We've had more normal stuff. I think my favorite was they have an eggplant with like olive oil and pepper. And oh, it's really good. I'm not a big eggplant person in general, but I don't know what they do. It's amazing. So that's been my favorite side dish. And then as far as they do a lot of things on the grill. I'm a big lamb fan. We do a lot of lamb here. So anything lamb on the grill, that's pretty much up my alley.
Well, cool. So Friday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, tweet out using the hashtag eWonka. As we kind of close up, what kind of other, where can people find Polaris? Where can people find you? Where can people start to follow you in the meeting and Polaris and all that stuff you want to promote?
Oh, definitely. So we're still open. We get some more participation around the world. We're going to be continuing the One Word for Family Medicine project through Rio de Janeiro next year, which, again, where these are from. If you're here in Istanbul, you can potentially win those here in the next couple of days. We have 5 new participants here at this conference. And anyone who's watching this, just check out hashtag number one word for family medicine. And if your country's not listed on there, please get a hold of us via Twitter. And we can go from there. My hashtag's at KyleHodebeck.com, at KHOEDEBECKE. I put .com on there, but I don't know why. But no .com. And the other things are, we're still continuing our balance. We'll be talking about that on Saturday. And anyone who's interested in FM Changemakers, please just look us up on social media, either Twitter or on Facebook. So 7 o'clock, like you said, Eastern time, hashtag eWonka. And then afterwards, hashtag Young Wonka, all together, Young Wonka. Just 2 hours after that, we have our big grand panel that same day, tomorrow, Friday. So yeah, just send out questions. You don't know what Polaris is, what Wonka is. You have a specific question, you have an awesome idea for us, especially using social media, we want to hear from you.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking on my Twitter right now, and it looks like they're starting with the opening session there, and there's people singing and this and that and whatever. And I appreciate you taking the time there, Kyle, to chat with us live from around the world. Where in the world is Kyle Hodebeck? And thanks for calling in. And I want to I'll put this up on my Facebook page and on drmikesville.com, and especially about Friday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time, hashtag eWonka. So thanks a lot, Kyle. And we're going to light up the Twitter there for you. And thanks so much for calling in.
Looking forward to it. We'll see you back in the States in a few days.
All right, kids. So, yeah, so I'll put this out as soon as I can, and we're going to help promote this. I'm going to hit stop. And so thanks a lot, everybody. So bye.
Bye.